Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, Amber Rojas Verona, the Main Street Director and Historic Preservation Officer for the City of Tyler. We're going to talk some about historic preservation. You have to when you're talking about this topic. It fits right in. But the main focus today is going to be the Main Street Project and revitalization in downtown Tyler. So good morning, Amber. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Amber, I have been in Tyler since 1989. About a month after I got here, I got the word that the City of Tyler had been approved as one of the first, I think the first in the country, urban Main Street cities, populations of 50,000 and more. And basically, the Main Street Project is a nationwide downtown revitalization effort. But having laid a little bit of the groundwork, let's go ahead and toss it back over to you, and you tell us a little bit more about how it all began and your history, mission, and purpose, and what Main Street is really all about.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So, yes, as you know, in 1990, the City of Tyler actually received the certification thanks to a group of volunteers and committee members, Heart of Tyler, that started in 87. And they were really passionate about downtown and knew the importance of getting this designation, having those incentives and those activities available. And in about 10 years ago, the actual Heart of Tyler and City of Tyler joined together, created Gallery Main Street, and both of the organizations really had a focus on downtown. How can we jumpstart our heart, basically, as it is, and get people back downtown? We wanted to push money into the brick and mortars that were down here and get a real focus on the beginnings of Tyler and understanding how we can do that, how we can come together as a committee, get these groups of volunteers to really bring an economic vitality aspect to our city.
And this is important because, as I understand it, and this is just one example, but it's an important one, and it may be the primary example, when businesses want to move to Tyler or expand in Tyler or any city, one of the first things they look at is what's going on downtown.
Yes, and that's a lot of people. People go into cities and they look how your downtown is thriving, how it's cared for, and that really sets the pace for their overall view of your city. And they come in, it's their first example, their first thought of how your city is ran, how it's taken care of, how it's appreciated, how it's taken into consideration in your overall projects. And we're very fortunate to have very goal-minded people committed to downtown, city leadership, county leadership, thousands of volunteers that help us get these hours put in to make these projects happen. Because, you know, city and county only have a few people, but it's all these volunteers like Heart of Tyler and other organizations that come together to get it happening.
Mm-hmm. And the subtext of all this, and we'll just go ahead and say it right now, Tyler's Southern Growth. It's been going on for over 40 years, and it just keeps going and going and going. Other parts of town are starting to show some additional life as well. Mm-hmm. The northern sector, the east side, the west side. But along with all that, you just really do need that downtown revitalization and redevelopment. Mm-hmm. And how's it going over the past 28, 29 years? Would you say that you've been successful at the efforts that you've put into all of this?
Well, I haven't been around that long here, but overall, I mean, it's every year I see someone come back to Tyler that, man, Tyler is growing. Tyler is getting something new. I'm so happy to see something happening in downtown Tyler. It's a wonderful experience to come through now. You used to fly right through it, through Broadway, when we lost our beautiful courthouse due to Broadway. But I really think slowly and surely we've had some great people that have stuck with downtown, kept it pumping, as you could say, with the heart.
Yeah.
And then now there's just been such a nationally driven aspect to get all downtowns happening again. And I think we have the perfect potential, perfect catalyst projects have been popping up with the past 5-10 years, and we're really looking forward to it continue to grow. So I definitely believe there has been some wonderful initiatives happening downtown, and it's just within the past couple of years there's been so much going on and so much planned for our future.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, different individuals, different organizations are working on this, and let's get a little bit of clarity on that. You mentioned a minute ago the nonprofit organizations organization that really kickstarted this whole thing and which is still around and still very active and now housed just two or three doors down and across the street from where you are on the downtown square, and that is Heart of Tyler. That's the nonprofit downtown redevelopment organization. You are the one that, for the past 10 years, it wasn't like this originally, but for the past 10 years, you have actually been a part of the city government. And if I understand it correctly, the role of Main Street in Tyler and in the other cities that are Main Street cities is to facilitate, coordinate, and work with anyone and everyone who's interested in revitalizing downtown Tyler, even as you take on some projects that the Main Street Department actually does have some control over.
Correct. So as the Main Street Director, I am a city employee, and I work separately from that, and I work with Heart of Tyler, which is a now a separate, back to their separate nonprofit entity, Advocates for Downtown, and strong partners with the city under the Main Street program. And from there, we really work with other organizations. I help facilitate other programs that I'm sure we'll talk about soon. But that is our main goal, is to anybody that has that passion for our community, that has that passion for downtown, for us all to work together and achieve the same goals.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Amber Rojas Verona, the City of Tyler Main Street Director, this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Amber, also the Historic Preservation Officer, which covers the entire City of Tyler, just for clarification on that. And it all ties in. That's why it's so important to mention. There are different websites, Facebook pages, and what have you out there that shed light on different things that are going on downtown. But Amber, what you're telling me is the best one to get more information about everything we're going to be talking about today. DowntownTyler.org. If you go there, you get it all. So let's go ahead and recommend that website, DowntownTyler.org. You have the social media capabilities on that page. I understand Facebook, Twitter, what have you. The phone number is 903-593-6905. And you can also reach Amber and her crew at GalleryMainStreet@TylerTexas.com. With that said, let's move on to some of the specific things we want to talk about today. And this is one that's been a big, big news story probably over the last 3 or 4 weeks. There is a new city and county downtown coalition. It's historic. It's the first time anything like this has ever happened in the city of Tyler.
Yes, we are so proud of this joint coalition that we're doing. The city council, the mayor, and a county and the judge all got together and realized that we're major stakeholders in downtown. We own a lot of property. The city owns a lot of property of the west part, and the county owns the square, the courthouse, and a lot of property to the east and to the north. And we realized if we're going to be pushing for revitalization in our downtown, it starts with us first. We have to start making that movement, getting together, getting the leadership together through economic vitality, through the institutional, through medical, and getting all those leaders at the table to really discuss how not only can the county and the city start doing their part, but how are we going to start pulling in from other organizations that are already established here in Tyler to start thinking about Tyler into their long-range plans, into their short-term plans. And we're really looking forward, and out of that has come a great partnership with not only county and city, but Heart of Tyler, as signing a contract with the Retail Coach. And the Retail Coach is a recognized nationwide. They're in over 31 states, over 450 communities already doing major projects. And what they're going to do is they're going to actually come downtown. This isn't just a plan. The city has lots of plans, and so does other cities. They're actually going to come assess our downtown, run reports, and then create a profile for downtown that is very specific to Tyler, understanding what our needs are, who would be great for that, and talking with the stakeholders of our downtown. And then the key to this is they're actually going to take the information that they've gathered and go and do physical recruitment.
Mm.
And so that's key, because everyone's like, well, we don't need another plan. And we agree, because we have done great research on downtown. We know what we would like to have. But this is some certified consultants, economic consultants, coming into our downtown, assessing our needs, looking what we have, looking at our spending potential, our 5, our 10-minute, our 20-minute, our hour, what draws people to Tyler. What's going to keep them from coming to Tyler? What keeps them from coming to Tyler? And that's what we want to make our downtown an all-inclusive shopping experience, experience overall, entertainment experience. I mean, we have the potential and the capacity. We just have to find that market and really bring them downtown.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a mouthful.
No, that's good. That's good. That's what we want to hear. Future grant incentives. And because I'm reading on my little cheat sheet here that you gave me, future grant incentives, that tells me that there have been grant incentives in the past. And from what I understand, there was something that was known as the facade grant a few years ago. And I think what you've done is kind of pull that and overhaul it, maybe expand it and bring it back in an all new form. Am I right about that?
Correct. So the old grant used to be through neighborhood services, through federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
And we have now, we lost it a few years back, but we're bringing it back. And we realized that it's not just facade that needs the help. A lot of people are getting these historic buildings and are a little shy away from them because they don't have the sprinkle system, they don't have the firewalls, they don't have the ADA. So we really wanted to rehouse this grant as an all-encompassing safety and wellness grant. And so if you want to do your facade, you can still apply for that. But it really helps those property owners look at these historic buildings as a whole new way. We want you to be able to come in, apply for the grant. It's a 50-50 grant. We're going to be funding it through the city.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things we're doing is the fundraiser to kick that off next month. We have Dinner on the Bricks. It's the first one here in Tyler. We're going to be shutting down Broadway right in front of the courthouse. A long, elegant dress table for 150 people.
Mm.
A four-course meal served by Rick's, paired with local wine and beer. And then wonderful jazz music from our UT Tyler jazz band. And we'll have a photography from Calith Photography downtown. And it's just going to be a wonderful evening. And all the proceeds will go straight into that grant funding. So how many tickets I sell and how many sponsorships I get is how much our grant is going to be for the next year. And we're hoping to announce the opening of that grant in January 2019.
Okay, that'll be Saturday, November 10th, which is the second Saturday of the month is always Hit the Bricks. There's always something going on the square on that day. And I think like every other month, you'll have a gallery exhibit opening. That's basically how the Hit the Bricks effort works.
Yeah.
For those who are not familiar with it, if you're interested, if you want to buy a ticket, if you want to talk to Amber, get more information, let's give that information out again. The website's downtowntyler.org. You can email gallerymainstreet@tylertexas.com, or you can call 903-593-6905. Our guest this morning on In Focus is Amber Rojas Verona, the City of Tyler Main Street Director and Historic Preservation Officer, and I'm John Sims, visiting with Amber this morning. Moving on through the key topics of the day, the Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone, also known as the TIRZ, that's something that has been talked about for a number of years, and you, I guess, really kind of brought it back with a vengeance in 2017. And now, well, tell us where we are with that in the 2018 calendar year.
Yeah, so we're just wrapping up this fiscal year, and so they're running the data to see how much money was pulled into the TIRZ. So what the TIRZ is, it's basically we partnered with the city, the county, and Tyler Junior College to take a portion of the tax revenue and put it basically in a separate pool that was dedicated to downtown specific projects. And so the city, the county, and Tyler Junior College have allocated, the city has done for 30 years, and Tyler Junior College and Smith County have done it for the next 20 years. So in that next 30, 20 years, we're going to have a dedicated set amount of money each year, and that is going to be put into infrastructure to go towards grants, to go towards streetscape, to anything that can make our downtown an economic hub.
Okay.
And from there, so, you know, the more people we get downtown, the bigger pool that we'll get, the more money we can put back into our community.
Okay. Just talked about Hit the Bricks a minute ago. Let's hit the bricks a little bit harder right now. Exactly. What is Hit the Bricks? What are people going to see on that second Saturday of the month in downtown Tyler?
Yeah. So Hit the Bricks was an initiative that we started a little over a year ago. Visit Tyler kind of really brought the idea here and partnered with the city, and we put a committee together. And we really wanted to, like, what is happening on Saturday? Our downtown seems like a ghost town. A lot of people don't want to come downtown because they don't understand what's all going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, every second, let's think of a date. Every second Saturday, let's get the people used to, yes, there's going to be something fun. There's going to be an interactive experience. It's going to be family friendly, nightlife. Just really showcase everything that's going on downtown, because people would come around and be like, there's nothing going on. I was like, yes, there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
So every second Saturday, we work with all local businesses to do a little something special, either a scavenger hunt, something for the family to come and do. Most of them are for free. We have one of our first food truck rallies was this year, and everyone loved it.
Mm-hmm.
We just wrapped up Taco Throwdown last October. We got rain, so I moved it in the parking garage, but it was still a huge hit, and it was just a wonderful. It's just a way to do new experiences downtown, draw people down here that people normally don't come downtown. And it has been widely successful, and more businesses are getting on board with us. And we are currently revamping our committee, because right now it was full of downtown business owners. And we realized that we're asking downtown business owners to help us make the magic behind the scenes happen, but the turnaround and then actually make the event happen itself. So we're looking for community leaders, a community that is interested in getting back involved in downtown or getting involved in downtown, to come be part of that committee. And they can definitely reach out to me if they're interested in being part of the downtown movement.
Mm-hmm. And you can call Amber at 903-593-6905, email gallerymainstreet@tylertexas.org, and also check out that website, downtowntyler.org. You'll find it all on there, and what you don't find on there, I think it's pretty easy to link up with from that website. Small Business Saturday. Next one's coming up on November 24th, and tell us what's going to be going on there.
Yeah, so this is a nationally wide holiday. I'm sure you've heard of it. Through American Express, they team up with communities and they send out all this wonderful stuff to really highlight all of our business owners. A lot of people don't understand that the downtown area is comprised of a lot of local businesses.
Mm.
I mean, your neighbors, the people that you go to church with, the people that you stand in line with at the restaurant, those are our business owners downtown that are opening up their shops, that are trying to survive. And we really want to showcase those. And through this little movement, through American Express, we're going to have them all open, do a little fun thing, scavenger hunt, something to really showcase. I mean, when you get gifts for people, they want something that's individualized, localized, and it's just wonderful to send a little piece of Tyler off to your family or give them a little piece of Tyler in a little box.
All right. That's Saturday, November 24th, mm-hmm. Small Business Saturday. Yeah. We've touched on the art scene. I think we mentioned in passing the gallery exhibits, the mm-hmm. Gallery Main Street, which is where you're housed, right there on the square. Very easy to find, next to Rick's on the square.
Yeah.
If you know where Rick's is, you pretty much know where your office and the downtown Tyler, the Gallery Main Street are located, but it's always part of Hit the Bricks, I guess, pretty much every other time. Every 8 weeks, I believe, you open a new exhibit, and that's just the beginning of it. Tell us about that, and what else is going on with the art scene in downtown Tyler, because there's a lot more than that.
Oh, yes. So being a DBAC, which is Downtown Business, Arts, and Culture, we have wonderful things going on. A Heart of Tyler just recently resurrected the Art Walk. Everyone was so excited to have those back. It was the weather wasn't cooperating too much, but it was wonderful. So mm-hmm. many people came out. We had wonderful local artists, and we're also doing pumping up the murals. More murals are popping up downtown. We are currently in the process of doing one of those destination murals that say "Welcome to Tyler."
Mm.
It's going to be beautiful. It's like one of the old postcard styles, and so we're working with a local artist right now on that. And some other property owners are actually reaching out to artists to pop up some more murals. And it's going to be a wonderful attraction just to kind of walk through and take pictures. And, you know, right now we have the Eyes of Tyler. We have the one on Strada. We have the beautiful wildflowers on the back of ETX Brewing Co. So we're working with UT Tyler right now to bring a historic memorial to kind of pay homage to our past in Tyler. And so those are some wonderful murals that are coming up. We also have a lot of local businesses that constantly showcase local art.
Mm-hmm.
Innovation Pipeline, ETXO, East Texas Brewing Company, Martin Walker Law Firm doing a lot. The new Southside Bank is actually going to have a gallery on mm-hmm. the third floor. Excuse me. And so it's heavily embraced down here, and we have some wonderful talent. And like you said, at the art gallery, it's just right now we're showcasing 17 local artists in our, mm-hmm. our local area, and it's just wonderful to know that that much talent is just in our little hub, with TJC, UT Tyler having wonderful programs,
mm-hmm.
and it's just great to see people come out and have a local art, buy local art, instead of going to, you know, a department store and getting sure. a piece of local art to throw on your wall when you could have something localized.
Yeah, and tied right in with that, the cultural attractions. I guess the first thing that pops into my head, and a lot of people's, is the revitalized Liberty Hall, the old Liberty Theater. So much going on there these days. Concerts, different types of events, movies, and tell us a little bit about that and some of the other cultural attractions downtown.
Yeah, so you know, Adriana Rodriguez is the Liberty Hall manager, and she has done wonderful things over there. We do family sing-alongs, wonderful videos, old videos that people love to see, classics that you remember seeing on television, but you never got to experience in an actual movie theater.
Yes.
And that is what the draw is for these historic theaters. Yeah, we're not showing the new movies, but that's not what this is house. That's not the feeling that you want to come to Liberty Hall for. You want to see those movies that make you remember your childhood, and you also some music. And we love having the country music. We have a magician's acts. We have all kinds of plays. Right now, we're partnering with the library doing real talks. Mm-hmm. And so they come in, they show a movie, and then they have a discussion about it. And it's a really neat dialogue back and forth with the MC and the audience. And it's something that you do at your house sometimes, but it's just in a wonderful historic atmosphere of this Liberty Hall. And we're really proud that the city took that on about 8 years ago?
I believe that's about right. Yeah.
And so it's just been a wonderful catalyst project. And just kind of wrapped into it, because every second Saturday they do something, bring people in. And I didn't know this was an actual theater. I thought it was just a building. And
yeah,
I was like, no, we really show stuff.
Draw attention to other things, the Goodman Museum, the old Cotton Belt Depot Museum, things like that. Just a couple of examples of some of the things that are going on downtown. But I want to move on to something else now. We're moving quickly through the show, and this is we talked about the City and County Downtown Coalition, and maybe one of the primary things that's going on right now that we absolutely don't want to pass over too quickly is this build, the federal grant. This is something that I believe came to light over the summer. The longtime architect Steve Fitzpatrick had a vision of it, and I guess one way you could define it is just really kind of a revamping of the whole streetscape of downtown Tyler. Tell us about that and where you are with it, what you're looking at having happen with it.
Yeah, so the vision of redoing the Gateway Corridor has been around for some time. Heart of Tyler actually started the initiative. They got together some committee members that had professional backgrounds, put a lot of volunteer hours to create the first vision of redeveloping downtown, redeveloping the Gateway. And it was on there. It was on project status for quite some time. And then Fitzpatrick, you know, they did this all out of volunteer hours as well. Just started visioning what downtown could be, created this project description, beautiful renderings, and started showcasing around downtown, around the community. And it really got the momentum going again from that original start from Heart of Tyler. And we had been talking about, like, what are some funding? Because it's going to take a pretty penny to get that first Calis project going. And so we had looked at the Tiger Grant, and then it actually got remodeled to the Build Grant through the Federal Department of Transportation. And so what this is, it's a $6.25 million request. And that's one of the minimum asks that you could do. So there's some large projects out there. But we wanted to get this program in to get that first strip from Front Street to Irwin Ferguson to really be that catalyst point of when you come into the downtown to get that feeling of what downtown could be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hear back in December. We worked very closely with Fitzpatrick Engineering and Aquis Engineering. To formulate the application. It was a rough application. I don't know if you've ever had to fill out any grant from federal.
Not me.
No, it was some words, but You know, we were real excited to work with all the community and all these organizations to get this going, to get the letters of support, and to get that talking about it again.
And you're going to be hearing in December whether you get the federal grant.
Middle to end of December. And
okay.
So it's just a wonderful starting point.
All righty. Several things that we'd like to cover as we continue to move through the show, and I think that we're going to kind of go off and one specific direction at the moment, and I kind of want to scrunch these together, if it's okay with you. There are three big projects that come to mind immediately, and not to set aside anything else that's going on downtown, because there's a lot. We have the Fair Plaza parking garage, which has been a big project and a big help to people who have trouble finding parking spaces in downtown Tyler. The Old King Chevrolet lot across from City Hall is being revamped into a retail and residential complex, and that's going to be really interesting to see how that goes. Another one that I'll throw in real quickly is the Loft Apartments in the old New York store.
Yes.
That's coming along really well. But the one thing that I guess is the new kid on the block as far as all this is concerned is the revitalization of the Plaza Tower, the old Bank of America building, the tallest building in Tyler, the big black building right there on the square. Local businessmen and civic leaders Andy Bergfeld and Garnet Brookshire and some other folks have been involved with that. And that's just really one of the showcase efforts going on in downtown Tyler revitalization right now.
Yes, we are so happy to have these leadership taking on these big projects, because buildings like that are what catch people's eye. Be like, well, look at that building and nothing's really happening to it. But the plans they have for the New York store, that small catalyst that was going to push stuff to the east, the catalyst to West Park that's going to be that multi-development is going to push our boundary, or, you know, push the effect west. And so it's really starting to connect downtown, because we have a large downtown. I mean, it's 400 acres. It's from Beckham to Palace and Gentry to Front. So it's a large area. And with these private investments, it's really going to help showcase what the potential is for downtown, that people are still invested in downtown. It's not everyone is moving south. Not everyone is moving outward. People are coming back to downtown because they see the potential. They see that the collaboration between city, county, and private investment is worth the time and worth the energy.
The cost of vacant buildings downtown. People don't realize that it costs money to have empty buildings downtown, and that's why you want to encourage people to move into these buildings, do some of the things that are being done, like with the New York store and with the Plaza Tower, for example. Ongoing efforts to find tenants for the Fair and Lindsay buildings on South Broadway just below the square. And people, as you tell me, need to realize that you need to get these spaces filled, because it's a money loser if they're sitting there empty.
Correct. And so it's not getting on the tax roll. It's not going into our TERS. It's not benefiting all the businesses around them. And it's not generating the revenue that has this potential. I mean, we're having so much spending capital from our 5-10 minute radius of visitors spend elsewhere because of the lack of amenities that they have downtown. And yes, we are growing and growing, but having vacant buildings is, I mean, people can see buildings all occupied, but they see a few vacant. They're like, oh, there's not much going on downtown. So visually, it's also costing visitors downtown.
Yeah. The Fair Plaza parking garage, I think we've kind of hit the basics on that. That's just been a real boon. Just quickly, if you can tell me a little bit more about that, a real boon to the downtown community.
Correct. So it's been helping pulling some business in, because, you know, downtown has very limited additional space to create parking lots. So they're able to utilize that parking lot to bring customers to their business. And also, it's free. I don't know who else knows that. I hope everyone knows it by now, but last October it was actually made free. So we have four floors that you're welcome to come in and park, and we have done wonderful things to make it to the front that make it not look like a industrialized parking garage. It's actually historic buildings that we've lost that we used to have in Tyler.
Yeah, and you can find out more, and we'll tell you how in just a minute. We're getting close to the end of the show. I want to kind of wrap it up by talking briefly about revitalizing efforts in the community. I wish we had more time to get into this, but I think if we just let people know that if you're listening and you're interested in this topic, it's about you, and it's easy to get involved, and Amber and her crew will welcome you with open arms. Just go to downtowntyler.org, call 903-593-6905, or email gallerymainstreet@tylertexas.com. And wish we had more time, but I nearly always do. That's about all the time we have for today. Been talking to City of Tyler Main Street Director Amber Rojas Verona, also the city's historic preservation officer. It's been fun. It's been informative. Thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Amber Rojas Verona, City of Tyler Main Street Director, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.